Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Dante's Inferno. I hope you enjoy. Here at Dante's Inferno, I like to hit you guys at multiple different angles, right? Sometimes I'd like to tone back everything so it's just more practical. Like, hey, if you want to improve your relationship dynamics, do this, right? Everything is one coalescing, like, kaleidoscope of information and knowledge. And the kaleidoscope gives you truths to an infinite number of topics and subjects. When you base that truth, or excuse me, when you follow the singular truth that we are all source energy. We are all the same being deep down, right? Our physical form and personalities are very, very different because we all have different genetic makeups, but also different world experiences from how we lived in this world, how we grew up, right? We have different imprints. So in that aspect, every one of us, every one of you listening, you are unique and there will never be another one of you. You're the only first and last of your kind, the only to ever exist. And that's very beautiful. So as a side note, side tangent, if you ever get depressed, just know that, hey, you're an anomaly. Like, you're never going to exist again. Like, the world is so lucky to have you. But back to this topic. So when you operate out of this truth, I have a funny feeling that later on I'm going to kind of delve into, like, physics, quantum mechanics, things like that, just because it just makes sense. Why wouldn't I? It's just another stepping stone of understanding. And this will reveal more truths to that. And maybe not also, right? Maybe there's someone else out there, another awakened, enlightened human being, who that's their focus, right? Their egoic mind is structured in a certain way to understand physics and quantum mechanics to a greater degree. And then when you observe that and you use the lens, the truth that we're all one consciousness, you can apply that and reveal a lot of the illusions. You can just crack the code for a lot of things. So what am I getting at here, though? Right? And the title of this episode, title of this topic, you are a god. You are a goddess, depending on if you're male or female, right? You're an infinite being. What does that mean? It means you are indestructible. You have always existed. You will continue to always exist. You can't die. Energy can't be created or destroyed, only transmuted. You are consciousness. You are all-knowing. When you die, it's a lot like waking up from a dream. Yes, it's scary, the thought of death, because we have ego. When we think of dying, the ego immediately jumps to the front seat of the driver's, you know, driver's side. It starts driving the car. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, even thinking about it, right? It's like, hey, motherfucker, don't think about shit like that, all right? I'm the ego. Fuck, I need to be alive, damn it. Let me drive the car for a little while, make you forget that you're going to die someday. Right? I know that I'm going to die. Yes, it might be painful, and I might choose to just die in my sleep, right? The only pain that we feel is our bodily pain. There is multiple accounts of Buddhist monks setting themselves on fire and not screaming and not breaking their pose, them holding a meditation pose and the fire consuming their physical form. How do you think it is that they managed to just sit in silence, no screaming, as flames completely burnt their bodies? They were in tune to their source energy. They were in tune to consciousness. They understood the singular truth that you are an infinite being. That is what you are at your core. Yes, you have your mind. Yes, you have the ego, which allows you to process the information all around you. But behind that is an awareness. I'm sure you've felt like you were going to wake up. You felt like there's something greater. You felt like you're supposed to do something. Why am I here? What is this all about? You can feel it. I can feel it. Sorta. It's less now because I know why I'm here. But at one time, I could feel it just as you're feeling it now. It's like an itch you can't scratch. It's like, oh, what is that? It's almost maddening, right? It almost drives you insane. And we run away from it by being negative, gossiping, drugs, alcohol. We try to numb it. We're running, instead of turning around and facing the truth. You are a god. You are a goddess. We are all awakened. We're all enlightened. Most of us have forgotten this truth because when we come into this world, we have massive amounts of social conditioning, massive laws that are focused on separation and segregation. It's insanely silly, right? We're all one energy. We're all in one source energy. We're all one consciousness. So to have a law, you know, and it's getting better. If you look at the human timeline, there was a point where blacks, right? African-Americans, brothers in consciousness or sisters in consciousness who have a dark pigment of skin, they couldn't be allowed to walk in and eat at an establishment, share in company with other human beings. There was a point where segregation and separation were so, like literally laws. You couldn't walk into a building because you were a certain color. You know how fucking insane that is? But it's getting better. This is my point, right? There was a time when we had world wars. Bombs, killing, machine guns, taking other human life. We're all one source energy, right? Now, those people will never die, right? They're an infinite being. They're not going to die. It's like, it's literally like playing a video game. So yeah, their physical form experience pain, but like, they're just going to wake up as an infinite being. So from that standpoint, it's kind of silly, all these people dying and stuff. And another way of looking at it, yes, it's very graphic and, oh my God, and oh, how could you say such a thing? I can say such a thing because you're a god or a goddess, okay? And the fact you're reacting in this way is silly and is a tell that you are in ego and trapped in ego, right? The ego is afraid of death. Consciousness knows that you cannot be destroyed. You cannot be created. You've existed. You will always exist. You are infinite. You are eternal. So from that standpoint, yeah, it's silly. There's no need for war. There's no need for killing. What? What? Are you kidding me? We have technology right now to instill world peace and take civilization to the next level. But there's lots of greed and lots of companies and organizations and people completely run by their ego. And they want to make more paper that we've attached value to. And it makes us feel good when we have this paper because we can show it to people and show them that we're better than them and buy a bunch of fancy stuff to make us feel even more better than those people and be superior and more elegant. See, the real cool people, cool successful people, they're all about helping and giving and adding value, right? The dark side of the ego that wants to be superior, it's consumed by greed. The people who are more centered on kindness and compassion, that's a doorway, that's a way out into helping and being closer to awakening, to remembering. That's a better way of putting it. But I want to use enlightenment and awaken because I'm going to get more people on that path toward me. But really, it's just the more accurate word is remembering. Right? I remembered. I'm trying to help you remember. So it's getting better. And key people like me and many, many other people I've met who are awakened and enlightened, and they've remembered. And as more people wake up to the fact of who they are, as more people remember who they are. Every time I say remember, I always think of that scene from The Lion King with Mufasa in the clouds. He's like, remember, right? As more people wake up, this process of healing the planet and eliminating these laws of separation and segregation will just dissolve and heal. And newer laws that are actually, you know, what they're supposed to like. If everybody's awakened, then there's really no need because we all understand the singular truth and we're all just going to focus on adding value, being happy, sharing good energy, and improving the world, right? A crazy thought. World peace, where we all focus on being happy, adding value, making other people feel good, and feeling good at the same time, living in abundance, where everyone is thriving. Beautiful thought. And it remains to be seen how quickly that process will resolve. Maybe it'll be tomorrow, or maybe it'll be 10 years from now? Who knows? But I'm doing my part. And some, you know, one of those steps might be creating new laws that shatter the old ones of separation and segregation and make it kind of like training wheels, right? So maybe everyone can't wake up at the same time because maybe we would have already done it by now. If you follow Eckhart Tolle, I have an article posted on my Medium account. Go to medium.com and then put in Dante Hit, D-A-N-T-E, space, H-I-T-T. There's an article that says Evolve or Die. That one is, it's nothing I wrote. It's something I took from an excerpt from an interview with Eckhart Tolle and an interviewer where he talks about human consciousness and the timeline of human consciousness, right? So it's going to be a slow process, but we're in the right, oh, it's so exciting. We're right in the segment, the section, where there's a lot of people awakening. It's like we've shifted into like more people are awakening, and it's happening quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker, which is so cool. So as this happens, we might create new laws which are like training wheels, right? And what do I mean when I say training wheels? I mean that because everybody can't wake up at once, these new laws will enforce a system of kindness, win-win, feeling good. It will enforce people be brought through an education system which doesn't teach them to be just be cogs in a fucking machine to buy shit that they don't need, right? That is used to fucking mend a hole in self-esteem. We don't teach them their self-worth. But no, a system where they get taught how to accept themselves, love themselves, dissolve the negative and negative trauma, negative pain, right? Heal themselves, transcend that negativity, and to live in a high vibration state of being. Maybe not exactly enlightenment, right? But at least exist in a permanent state of high vibration energy and being happy all the time. We can have educational systems that really give you that, number one. But number two, find out what you love, what you're excited about. What are you inspired to do? And then put you, like, gently push you into that direction and give you resources so you can learn that, right? There's Alexander the Great, Nikola Tesla's, Albert Einstein's, in this generation, right now, working like as a fucking, dump truck driver or as a fucking server. And that talent, that potential is untapped, and it's fucking sad from one way looking at it. From another way, it's like, whatever, like we're all infinite beings, this is silly. But number two, it also is very, very sad because we can make this experience here on Earth fucking awesome and eliminate pain and negativity and just, God, could you imagine? We just feel good all the time. We'd be partying nonstop, but from a different place, right? We wouldn't be numbing ourselves with alcohol and shit. It'd be coming from a place of partying to feel good, but also balance. We'd be ushering in new technological advances. Crazy fucking crazy shit. It's awesome. Fucking amazing. So super exciting to think about. Ugh. It's my dream, man. It's my fucking dream. Elon Musk is helping to a very great extent. But and Elon Musk, right? There's like 1,000 more Elon Musk. Every single person on this planet has their dream and purpose and their inspiration and excitement. If we all align to that, it'd be like the Thanos snap, right? Finger snap. Boom. Except instead of killing half the population or half the universe, instead, boom, there'd be a golden era of civilization, free of insecurity, free of pain, free of negativity. We all remember we're gods and goddesses. We're infinite beings. And we make peace on Earth. Okay? And you can be a part of that because I know the ego will attack this information or it will kind of accept it, take parts out, and resonate with it. And that's okay, right? If you're not ready, you're going to run away from this. And that's okay too. But if you are somewhat ready, you're going to take parts that resonate. And that's good, right? That's much better than running away and being negative or not letting it land. Having some of it land is better than having none of it land. But the ultimate goal is having it all of it land and you just, almost like a breath of fresh air, like you wake up from a dream. Whoa, I'm a god. I'm a goddess. I'm an infinite being. Like having you remember, I strive for that. I will take you healing all your past pain and trauma, existing in a state of happiness and high vibration energy and crushing it and living your dreams. I will settle for that. But my ultimate goal is to wake people up and make them remember what they are. Remember what you are. Remember these words. At the very least, a seed is planted here in this episode. You listening, a seed has been planted. I might not be the catalyst to make it blossom. Someone else might have that privilege, that honor, that great opportunity, that exciting opportunity. But Regardless, remember, okay, we can make peace on earth. Not from a hippy-dippy standpoint, I'm talking practically. Enjoyment, right? It's exciting. It's what I'm here for. So thank you. I love you. Peace, love, and light. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Listen, I know. It can be kind of taxing when you listen to some stuff. And then they're like, hey, can you send this to one person? But listen, we're helping people heal themselves, heal their trauma, accept themselves, love their smell, that too. Love themselves. And just go on to crush life and smile more. Don't you want to do that? Don't you want the world to do that? Could you imagine if everyone was happy all the time and they just followed the thing that made them the happiest, which coincidentally gave the most value to everyone as a whole, whether it be cooking, painting, music, art, technology, engineering, like whatever. Isn't that a future worth investing in? Isn't that an attractive thought? Everyone being happy, everyone living their dreams. That's possible. I thought it wasn't possible for a very long time, but I know now, being able to do it for myself, okay, this is without a doubt 100,000% possible, and I'm making it happen. So if you want to help that, please send this right here, this episode, to one person you believe it'll help. One person you think might benefit from listening to it. One person you might be able to suck into our cause and make smile more, make laugh more, and make them enjoy their life more. Please join the movement. Send this to one person. Thank you for listening to this episode. Peace, love, and light. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.